Team Meat Cookbook has been named amongst the best in the world by a culinary award that's been running since 1995 with the goal of celebrating the good cuisine of all nations. The awards have been likened to the Oscars, but not for film. Food, of course. The book is Field to Fork, Second Helpings. It was among the winners announced at the 27th Gourmand World Cookbook Awards in Sweden. The book is a nod to the hunter-gatherer lifestyle of our ancestors and today's wild game harvesters. It features iconic Australian meats such as crocodile, kangaroo, and this. Bit of camel. Rachel, hello to you.
Hi, Andrew, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. Congratulations. Why does the world need a game meat cookbook in 2022? Is now the time?
Maybe now is the time. I mean, we've gone through lockdowns across the country where people have relished in the opportunity to get back to the simple things like cooking at home because we had no other option. But also, I think we were moving that way well before COVID was even a word that we knew. I mean, we're reconnecting with meats that other generations grew up with, and we're looking at, I guess, ways to reconnect with what we're eating and where it comes from and the story behind it. I mean, I've been to restaurants that follow the 100-mile diet. It's not a new concept, but I guess the concept of wild harvest may be new to some of your listeners.
Okay, so talk us through reconnecting with meats that other generations were connected with. What are those meats that are returning?
Rabbit. Rabbit is a big one. I mean, we were sort of dealing with rabbit during World War times when other meats were scarce or too expensive for people to buy. My grandparents grew up cooking rabbit. I'm pretty sure my dad was done with rabbit by the time that he moved out of home. But I guess this is a way to reimagine meats such as rabbit as something to look forward to and celebrate, where people are foodies. They love their food these days. I mean, look at MasterChef. People love looking at the way that they can do the old things in a fantastic and new way to eat their dinner.
Are you seeing shows like that use game meat?
You do see them using game meat more and more. I mean, venison, deer meat is often featured in that way. Goat, not so much a mainstream type of meat, but there are other cultures, I guess, that use those types of game meat more than we ever have in Australia. Kangaroo, compared to 10, 20 years ago, is on the menu in a lot of restaurants now.
Now, I understand the book has a focus on sustainability. You mentioned that,
yes,
eating local with the 100-mile diet. Talk us through game meat. What sustainability features does that bring to the table?
Literally brings to the table. I guess from our point of view, and the reason that we put this cookbook together was our members go out and hunt, and a lot of them are hunting for food for the table, whether it's duck, through controlled seasons around Australia, or through pest management, or I guess just literally going out there to find their rabbit or their kangaroo to take home. And these people are taking food in a sustainable way that it hasn't been farmed, doesn't impact the land, and taking it home and cooking it. They know exactly where their food has come from. They prepare it themselves. They butcher it. You can't get much more sustainable than that.
So obviously this is it's a cookbook with a number of recipes. You've been,
yes,
given the nod by the Gourmand World Cookbook Awards as being quite special. What's the numero uno recipe in there for you, Rachel?
For me?
Yeah.
I like the goat shanks recipe that we have, which is with celery, chickpeas and cumin. Goat is an interesting type of meat in that it does really well when it's slow cooked. It's probably one of those meats that the person who loves to cook in the backyard with their Weber should have a look at doing if they can track some goat down. It's a pest animal in most states and can be freely hunted and is very easy to cook when you slow cook it, and you can't go wrong with a good shank.
Okay. What about camel?
Camel. I remember having camel.
Yeah.
As a teenager at a local shooting range in South Australia when it was everybody bring a meal for the weekend.
And you've never been back.
And it was in a curry.
Yeah.
I've definitely tasted better curries since. It was a talking point of the weekend. But I think that's part of the reason why we put the cookbook together, was that a lot of people don't know what to do with the game meat, because they are a different type of meat to what we would buy from the shelves of Woolworths. A lot of them have lower fat content, they're higher in protein. You need to be careful how you cook them, because you can make them really tough. So slow cooking and stewing and roasting and that kind of things are really good ways to make a game meat taste the best it can.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We're out of time, and thanks for coming on, and congrats once again for that recognition for the game meat cookbook. Cheers.